right now, a great friend of the show and someone who knows this team very, very well. She covers the Browns for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. With this coach search, where do you see this thing going? My information is nothing this week will probably happen, but what do you understand as to the process?
Well, you know, now I think part of it is waiting for some of these assistants to become available before they can really make any more moves on them. We know that Adam Gase has already said that he doesn't want to interview until he's out of the playoffs. That's the Denver Broncos offensive coordinator. And, of course, I'm sure that Peyton Manning has put in a good word on Gase with Jimmy Haslam. So there's that little bit of a connection there. And then Josh McDaniels, they can talk to him in the week leading up to the Super Bowl. That would be the next time they could talk to him if he gets that far. Other than that, those two guys will be free agents, so to speak, to talk to the Browns after they get out of the playoffs. So those are two guys that they're waiting on. They're going to talk to James Franklin. Apparently, you know, sometime soon, I would gather, if he agrees to do that interview. And then one of the ones I'm kind of waiting to see is, you know, Gus Malzahn. Are they going to reach out to Gus after he plays in this game tonight? Nobody wants anything to come out about this before the game. I know everyone's being very, very tight-lipped about it. But, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens after that.
Mary Kay, what's your sense of the McDaniel situation? We've heard Adam Schefter talk a little bit about it earlier today. Do you have anybody as a favorite right now in this coaching search?
You know what? I'm thinking that you know, that they were pretty high on Josh McDaniels heading into this coaching search. I mean, we've seen all the quotes from Mike Lombardi about how he felt about Josh, how high he would be on his list if he ever got to hire a coach. I know that Joe Banner has had his eye on Josh McDaniels even when he was in Philadelphia. He was somebody that he admired. You know, we've heard reports that they really like Gase too. I like the fact that they're looking at some college coaches. I think, you know what, as we all know, the game is changing. I would be very intrigued by Gus Malzahn. I mean, these guys, you know how to run that up-tempo offense. I would have no problem with them bringing in a college coach, even one that necessarily hasn't been wildly successful. I mean, in terms of a big college program, I even think James Franklin is an intriguing candidate. Now, does that mean that he has the experience at a big major college program over a period of many years? No, but if you find the right guy that you think can lead the team, I think that's what's most important.